Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. Stand up for your country. One more threats leveled at Donald Trump. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith has indicated the former president is a target for January 6th charges, basically undermining the election. Tomorrow, we're going to have Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, on a broadcast. I'll talk to him about this, and I'll talk to him about the Biden family and about, of course, Kate's Law. So we're going to have an extensive conversation with Senator Cruz. I also want to analyze what Smith is putting out there as far as the January 6th situation. You know, when this stuff comes out, most TV analysts and radio talk show guys, they just throw this stuff out. They really don't know. I'm going to find out, so I'll have an educated segment for you tomorrow. Now, tonight, the talking points memo is artificial intelligence and politics. This is a fascinating story. So in Iowa, Ron DeSantis' super PAC put out a TV ad. They did this after Donald Trump criticized the Iowa governor, Kim Reynolds. But in the ad, as you will hear in a moment, they had Trump's voice, but it wasn't Trump's voice. Okay, let's listen to the ad.
Governor Kim Reynolds is a conservative champion. She signed the heartbeat bill and stands up for Iowans every day. So why is Donald Trump attacking her?
I opened up the governor position for Kim Reynolds, and when she fell behind, I endorsed her, did big rallies, and she won. Now she wants to remain neutral. I don't invite her to events.
Trump should fight Democrats, not Republicans. What happened to Donald Trump? Never Back Down is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, so that was not Trump's voice. That was artificial intelligence inserted. Deceptive. Now, they took the quote from something Trump had put on the internet. Well, the quote was accurate, but without a lot of context, okay? But this is wrong. This is wrong, and it bothers me a lot. So this ad began running today, and it should be pulled immediately by Governor DeSantis. You don't let your political action committee deceive the folks. It's just absolutely off the chart. Now, I want to watch this and see if DeSantis does the right thing. Here's the importance of it. The American people are now barraged with propaganda. Many of us don't know what to believe. If you're going to allow AI, artificial intelligence, to insert quotes and indicate that that's a quote actually spoken. That's a lie. It's a lie. All right. In addition to being deceitful. Now, the government could stop this immediately. So the head of the Federal Election Committee is a guy named Alan Dickerson. Okay. And he is a Biden guy. That means he does absolutely nothing. Nothing. There's not one thing that I can see that this guy has ever done as the chair of the Federal Election Commission. Nothing. He's like Buttigieg. He's like Mayorkas. Sits there, gets a limo to drive him around D.C. and does nothing. He could say tomorrow, no more of that. Okay? Because the FEC, Federal Election Commission, is oversight to make sure our elections are honest. And you can see what a great job they've been doing the last 8 years, right? Okay. And they're swamp creatures. Understand that. These aren't elected people. So I'm basically angry about this. And everybody who does it, I'm going to, and I don't, look, DeSantis, I have nothing against DeSantis. He's running Florida very well. And I agree with a lot of his national outlook. But this is wrong. And that's a memo. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, the Associated Press has a poll on democracy. It's a bogus poll. Democrat 43, Republican 36. No excuse for that. But the Associated Press is a left-wing organization. So that's what they do. They asked a bunch of questions about democracy, and they begin with, how well would you say democracy is working in the USA? All right. Extremely, very well, somewhat well, 50%. All right. Not very well, 49%. Split, evenly split. Okay. So the progressive left, they're all in, it's not working. But I'm surprised the not working number is as high as it is. Democracy is working here. It's the media and our present government in D.C. that the problem. It's not what the founding fathers installed. That works. But we have bad people. And this cycle of history. Second question. Do you think each of the following doing a good or bad job on democracy? Congress. Very good job, 16%. Neither a good or bad job, 30. Very bad job, 53%. Oh, and that's both sides, conservative and liberal. And, you know, I can't stick up for Congress. Democratic Party, very good job, 27, neither good nor bad, 26, somewhat bad, very bad, 47. The big anti-Democratic Party number, but the Republican number's worse. 20, good job, neither good or bad, 24, somewhat bad, very bad, 56. That's 9 points higher than the Democrats because of Donald Trump. That's why. It's not the party. It's just that Trump is the face of the party. And I'm sorry, but a lot of Americans hate him. Not going to change. Doesn't mean he can't win, but they hate him. Next one, the Supreme Court. Very good job. 28, neither good nor bad. 26, somewhat bad, terrible. 45, that's abortion. Okay, that ruling rankled a lot of men, women and men, but mostly women. So that Supreme Court took a hit on that. President Biden, very good job, 33, neither good nor bad, 21, terrible job on democracy, 46. So what I take from this poll, and it is a dishonest poll because it has way more Democrats than Republicans, 1,220 adults. Biden's core support, they will vote for him no matter what. Even if it's demonstrated that Biden took money from his son and brother, they'll still vote for him. 33% of the American electorate. Trump, almost identical. 33%, no matter how many times he's indicted, no matter what the charges are, whether he's convicted or acquitted, doesn't matter. 33% of the MAGA people are going to stay. So that means that 33% of the American voters are persuadable. That's a big number. Just so you know. Biden scheduled today meets with President Isaac Herzog of Israel. Herzog is the president, but he's not the prime minister, which is a big job there. Netanyahu's coming to D.C. Before the end of the year. At 5 p.m., Biden meets with Cardinal Matteo Zuppi, who was sent here from Rome by Pope Francis to talk about the Ukraine war. The Vatican is desperately trying to forge a peace agreement. So Zuppi is in town. That's a good meeting. Okay. Whistleblower heaven, right? Whistleblowers whistleblow this all week. Tomorrow, the IRS whistleblowers, two of them. We know one already, and then there's an unidentified one, will testify before the House Oversight Committee. That's Comer. Today, the House Oversight Committee, same committee, has announced that a former FBI agent who served as a supervisor and was involved with the Hunter Biden IRS investigation says that Hunter Biden got preferential treatment. There's no question he did. Not debatable. They're just going to pile up the whistleblowers, the testimony. There's no question the Justice Department gave Hunter Biden preferential treatment, and he got a very, very light plea deal. No question. And tomorrow we are on this whistleblower thing, IRS. At 1 o'clock, they come on. We will have, as I mentioned, Senator Cruz talk about it and other things involved with this investigation. So that should be pretty interesting. Now, one of the problems that President Biden has, and he's in trouble. Biden's in trouble because these investigations are starting to accumulate evidence that he was involved with his son and brother to some extent. We don't know what extent. All right. Okay. But in addition to that, as I said in today's message of the day, and I hope you read it on BillO'Reilly.com, Biden is by far the most liberal president this country has ever had. Way more liberal than Obama. Obama may have been in his heart as liberal as Biden, but he was cautious. FDR, way more conservative than Joe Biden. Even though FDR opened up the government because of the Depression and World War II. Now, because he is so far left, Biden, and identified with woke and affirmative action and forgiveness of debt, he has no power to forgive, and on and on and on, that there's a lot of built-in resentment, just like there is against Trump, but for different reasons, okay? So joining us now from Leesburg, Virginia, is the Senior Vice President of Policy for the Cato Institute. And Cato Institute, I mean, it leans right in my opinion, but it's pretty fact-based. I mean, I read it and I see what they're trying to do here, and that's bring in information that can't be challenged. So you wrote a column. You didn't read a column. Your colleague, Tim Carney, wrote a piece for Cato, and he went down a lot of the things that Biden is doing that are anti-democratic or so far left it goes against traditional America. Give me a few headlines from Cato's point of view about that.
Well, I'm speaking for myself, not necessarily for everyone at Cato, but what both Tim Carney and I were reacting to was a bit of a spin from the New York Times about how President Biden is staying above the fray on culture war issues. The argument was, you know, he seems like a nice old guy, and sometimes he messes up left-wing jargon. So therefore, he's managed to keep himself distant from a lot of the most divisive issues in the country. And from both our perspectives, it's a load of malarkey, because what really matters is what you're using the powers of the presidency to do. And President Biden has intervened with the pen and the phone, using the full powers of the presidency to try to settle some of the most divisive issues in American politics. You know, for example, his new Title IX order makes the president essentially the commander-in-chief of the girls' room. For every K-12 public school in the country and most colleges, this order will give him the power to say which kid goes to which bathroom and maybe which kids get to be on the girls' swim team. That's not staying above the fray. That's essentially becoming culture warrior-in-chief and using the powers of the presidency to force a settlement on issues where Americans ought to be free to disagree.
Okay, but the Title IX basically isn't a suggestion. It's a dictum that you can't, the schools cannot deny trans students anything. Anything. They want to go to the girls.
It's going to have implications.
Right. But I don't know if people understand what Title IX is. So if you're a biological male that transitions into a female and you want to go in to take a shower with all the other girls, you can go shower by the presidential decree. Am I correct?
Right. We're going to settle this issue on which people have really intensely held preferences, on which people are really divided. We're going to have the same rule for the People's Republic of Berkeley, a school there, and for a high school in the Mississippi Delta.
And you're absolutely right.
Constitutional.
Biden is behind that 100%. He's also behind the equity thing that just got thrown out by the Supreme Court about hiring, about college admissions. He wants hiring, college admissions, and everything else to be based on skin color, correct?
He's aligned the administration with the so-called anti-racist activists who think that any difference in outcome, whether it's test scores or take-home pay, is evidence of oppression and discrimination. And he's used the powers of the presidency to wage an assault on the American concept of colorblind law. I mean, even went as far in 2021, in the last leg of the COVID pandemic, it states that were following FDA guidelines from Biden's FDA, minority status could move you to the front of the line for potentially life-saving COVID antivirals. And that's not the way the law is supposed to work in America.
No.
So the notion that Biden is staying out of woke issues and of these hotly disputed battles over race and trans rights and that sort of thing, it just is not supported by the facts at all.
Are you surprised the New York Times lied about that on its front page? No, you're not surprised. Okay, I'll ask and answer my own questions now. People should understand that the reason the progressive left seizes upon COVID, climate change, and other controversies is because the progressive left wants a strong central government in D.C. to control all aspects of American life. That's the bottom line here. So you take a climate change, you take COVID mandates, and you enhance the power of the federal government to a level where they tell every American how to live. Do you believe that Joe Biden himself, based upon his Senate experience, vice president, now president, believes that?
You know, it's really hard to say after 47 years or however long it was in politics, before he got to the presidency. After that much time as a professional politician, do you really have any deeply held convictions at all anymore? I think he's able to position himself politically as if he's not, he's certainly not leaning into culture war issues in the way that, say, DeSantis is. He's not wearing the mantle of woke warrior.
With one exception.
But at the end of the day, what really matters is what is being done with the powers of the presidency.
Okay. Let me disagree with you.
Sorry, go ahead.
Let me disagree with you. At the end of every day, Joe Biden is the most radical left president that we've ever had. And I'll point to this. He does not believe there should be any restraints, legal restraints, on abortion up until birth. So if it's a half an hour before the woman is to birth a baby and the woman suddenly says, I don't really want this baby, has a panic attack or whatever it may be, Biden is okay with terminating the baby due to be born in a half an hour. That is so radical, such an extreme position, that puts you in the Nazi camp. That's what they did in the Third Reich. They do in China. You know, abortion, we don't, it's even if in China, even if the baby's born after birth and a baby is deformed or has some problem, they'll execute the baby in China. There's no law against that. Biden has done that. And then despite the fact that he's at mass every Sunday, which drives me crazy because the cowardly Catholic clergy in America, they turn the other way. They turn their back to it and they shouldn't. So that's where I disagree with you. I think this guy is harboring very, very radical left beliefs. Even though he's so fuzzy and he's so befuddled, he can't articulate them.
Well, at the end of the day, I don't know that it matters how deeply held these convictions are. You know, what matters is what's being done with the powers of the presidency, the pen and the phone. And what I worry about is if we take... There doesn't, as with abortion, so too with trans rights, I don't know why there needs to be one national rule for which kid gets to go to which bathroom for every school in the country. But if we start having every culture war fight be decided winner take all at the furthest level from the people, you know, just based on which political party happens to win the presidency, we're in a very dangerous place.
Sure.
Because it's really something that starts convincing people that it's do or die every presidential election. It raises the stakes of our differences, which ought to be settled closer to home in different policies in deep red territory and deep blue territory, instead of one size fits all based on the dictates of one president.
Right, that's an really imposition. That's an imposition the founding fathers did not want. Mr. Healy, thanks very much for taking the time. I really appreciate the discussion and very interesting. Okay, down the border, the New York Post reports 100,000 migrants waiting to come in. Right now, 43,000 migrants are waived in each month. After they file asylum claims on the internet, the Biden administration just waves them in. Okay, they can go any way they want. They can take and are given, all right, entitlements from state and local governments and federal, okay, and they don't have to show up for a hearing for 6-7 years. That's how insane this is. So 100,000 are waiting, according to the New York Post. And most of them are Venezuelans, Haitians, Cubans, and Nicaraguans because they have a political basis to apply for asylum because all of those countries are communist countries or out of control like Haiti. Dangerous. The reason that it's 100,000 and not 500,000, which it will be in December, is the heat. The heat down there is a killer, literally. And we'll get into that in a moment. Now, Mexico has filed a formal complaint against the United States. The Foreign Relations Secretary, Alicia Bárcena, about the barrier in the Rio Grande that Texas has put up. So this is a barrier that makes it hard to wade across or swim across the river. And Mexico is objecting to the barrier. Why? Because Mexico wants as many migrants to come into the USA as possible. Why? Because they send money, the Mexican nationals, back to Mexico. They get the jobs, the money goes back. That's what it's all about. 10 hottest places. You know, I'm going to deal with this in a final thought. This terrible weather everywhere. Here are the 10 hottest places in the USA. Death Valley, Phoenix, crazy. Vegas, Tucson, Arizona, just south of Phoenix. Fresno, California, in the middle of the state. Dallas, Texas, lived there for 2 years. Boy, I suffered in that heat down in Dallas. San Antonio, south of Dallas. Roswell, New Mexico, where the aliens live. Houston, Texas. Sacramento, California. Okay, I mean, you can't go out of your house, literally. So I'll put it in some kind of perspective for you in the final thought. Talk about madness and chaos. Airlines, over the weekend, not a holiday weekend. All right, again, at JFK, just like me a year and a half ago, JetBlue keeps a plane load of people waiting the entire day. I think it was 13 hours. They're trying to fly from New York City to Las Vegas. All right, JetBlue keeps saying, gonna get you out. And then they cancel the flight. Roll the tape.
Jesus.
Okay, JetBlue totally out of control in a year and a half since I did my thing. And look it up on the net, O'Reilly JetBlue. It'll pop right up to you. Okay, they haven't improved one iota. Pete Buttigieg in charge. What's Pete doing? Taking private jets. And he won't tell us how many private jets, even though we're paying for the private jets. Okay. Last 4 days, here are the stats. Average percentage of flights delayed. Okay, United Airlines, 34%. Delta, 31%. JetBlue, a whopping 55%. American Airlines, 40%. Canceled flights, last 4 days. United, 4%. Delta, 2%. JetBlue, 13%. American, 3%. Now, it's a little bit deceptive because they will keep you waiting there, the airline companies, for 6 or 7 hours. And that goes under the delay category, all right, because they don't want to cancel the flights. Horrible. San Francisco, totally falling apart. I mean, here is perhaps at one time the most beautiful American city has collapsed because of progressive leadership and the stupid people who live in San Francisco who vote for progressive leadership. And remember, San Francisco has a huge Chinese population. They usually, or many of them, don't vote. They don't participate. So therefore, the voting pool is narrow and full of progressives. The city has collapsed. Last time I was in San Francisco, a couple of years ago, I stayed in the North Beach area, okay? That's the tourist area. I took the urchins to Alcatraz. You take a little ferry over there, all right? And you have the Fisherman's Wharf, the restaurants. I stayed there. At that point, the city had not collapsed. Now, in the North Beach area, okay, there has been a 50% spike in car break-ins. I had a car. 2,500, this is according to San Francisco Standard, okay, 2,500 car break-ins just this year, and it's only July. Why? Because they're not prosecuted. You can break the window of a car, steal everything inside. Cops won't even bother you. What do you think's going to happen? 22,000 thefts from vehicles last year in San Francisco. So 365 days a year, do the math. 22,000. So we called the San Francisco Police Department. Said, hey, what's going on? No comment. You go to San Francisco, it's just like JetBlue. You buy a ticket on JetBlue, you know what you're going to get. You go to San Francisco, you know what you're going to get. L.A., police union boss is telling his own cops to quit. That's unbelievable. This is the L.A. Police Protective League, PPL, Vice President Jaretta Sandoz, quote, to her cops, go somewhere that respects the work you do and you don't have to beg for a great contract. Go somewhere that has a city council or city manager that openly acknowledges the great work you do. Go somewhere that doesn't have two or more city council members who hate you. No exaggeration. 9,500 cops in Los Angeles. Their morale must be really great. Smart life. So, as I've been telling you, we have concierge membership on BillO'Reilly.com, and it's a life insurance policy. You get in trouble, you have a question, you come to me, and I will help you. And it's secret, okay? It's confidential. No mailing list, nothing like that. Just you and me. About a third of the letters I am getting from the thousands of people we have in concierge membership are on travel. So I got a very disturbing letter today from a concierge member who booked a flight on myflightsearch.com, myflightsearch.com. And the airline wouldn't honor it, according to the concierge member. So I got to check this out. And we're in the process of doing that now, okay? To see if this is a fraud, if it's a mistake, what is it? But initially, I'm thinking to myself, I wouldn't be buying any travel from a third party. You go to the hotel or to the airline or you use a travel agent. Anyway, tomorrow we'll define it. What I want to tell you is this. Travel now is ultra expensive. Ultra expensive. All right? And it's fraught with danger, particularly if you're going somewhere out of the country. If you tell me what your itinerary is, I will basically guide you to save you money, big money, which makes the concierge membership fee laughable, and pitfalls. So in May, I got tons of European questions about traveling to Europe in July and August. And I told them all, if you're going to Southern Europe in July and August, it's going to be hot. Now it's record hot. You can't even walk around. It's like here. All right? And I said, Southern Europe, late September, October, or late April, May, not July, August. So that's the kind of stuff we can provide in the Smart Lake segment. Tomorrow we will have more on our person who wrote about this, and the person lost a lot of money. This day in history, July 18th, 1969, Ted Kennedy, a senator, drives his car off a bridge in Martha's Vineyard, and the woman riding with him, Mary Jo Kopechne, young woman, 28 years old, drowns. Horrible story, you know it. This is Chappaquiddick Island, a part of Martha's Vineyard. Kennedy's having a party. He gets, has a few, as he was known to do, gets in a car with this woman. Nobody knows why. And Kennedy drives off a bridge into a considerable stream, a deep body of water. Car sinks to the bottom. Kennedy gets out, goes to the top. She drowns. Kennedy goes back to his hotel, goes to sleep. 10 hours later, he walks into the Edgartown Martha's Vineyard police headquarters and reports the accident. 10 hours later, they get down. She was drowned, but there was an air pocket they did a timeline on her demise, she could have been saved. So enter Judge James Boyle, Massachusetts District Court. He puts the fix in for Senator Edward Kennedy. He makes it almost impossible for the authorities to, number one, present any evidence against Kennedy, and then gives him a sweetheart deal that he gets a 2-month suspended sentence. To remind you of the Bidens, the fix was in. Judge James Boyle. Kennedy gets away with it, remains in the Senate, but it did kill his presidential ambitions. Chappaquiddick happened 54 years ago today. Got the mail and the final thought on why the bad weather is happening. We'll be right back. Okay, before we get to the mail, and do I have the mail here? Yes, I do. Before we get to the mail, next Monday, July 24th, we're having a live event on BillO'Reilly.com for premium and concierge members. The Biden family investigation, as you know, I am on this. You send your questions to us, okay? The address is BillO'Reilly.com/live, and I will answer them for you. It's only for, anybody can send a question. But the answers are only for concierge and premier members on BillO'Reilly.com. It's because we do this a few times a year. This is one of the perks that you get. But that is coming up fast. It's next Monday, July 24th. Address again, BillO'Reilly.com/live. Any questions you have, I will answer. Okay, let's go to the mail. Jeff, you're correct, O'Reilly. People do believe what they want to believe, including you. The courts are corrupt, just like the media. Fox had a chance to get to the bottom of the 2020 election, but they did not. Okay, you're talking about I wasn't there in 2020. You're right, people believe what they want to believe, and I am in that category when it comes to personal beliefs about God and things like that. I want to believe in God, so I do. The evidence that I've compiled in killing Jesus is overwhelming. So it's not just based on some kind of superstition. But I don't apply people believe what they want to believe to facts and politics and stuff I cover. I follow where the facts lead me. Vicky, I'm always sending friends and relatives BillO'Reilly.com information. Tell them to watch, read, and listen. You are the only news source that matters. Well, I appreciate that, and I agree with that. If you're going to watch the other stuff, you're going to be misled. Not here. Candace Plattenberger, Lake Orion, Michigan. So Hunter Biden needs due process, okay. If the cocaine was his, he should be banned from the White House. Number one, there's no evidence that the cocaine found in the White House was Hunter Biden's. None. Now, are they looking for the evidence, the Secret Service? No. But even though they're not, we can't say that Hunter Biden did anything. But I disagree with you, Candace. If somehow that cocaine was traced to Hunter Biden, not banned from the White House, he's arrested. He's charged. I wouldn't let him out of that. Joe DeBugetta, Las Vegas. Bill, my auto premiums went up. I called my agent. I was told that for every $1 they get, they're spending $1. Look, I know, Joe. I got the same rap from my insurance agent. We gave you the website yesterday. I don't have it off the top of my head, but you're getting hosed. But there's plenty of insurance agencies, so shop around. Richard, concierge member, evil is a heartfelt disorder. Somewhere in the past, evil people were wronged. The evil in their heart is a form of relationship for wrongs, is a form of retaliation for the wrongs that they suffered. Maybe, I don't care. I don't care. Evil person, they commit an evil act, they got to go. Got to get them out, away, or they're going to hurt people, obviously. Jillian, concierge member. Jillian, we'll see you on Monday night for the Biden Q&A. The original Snow White, 1937, was Walt Disney's masterpiece, first feature-length animated motion picture. My guess is that Prince Charming is out because a feminist doesn't need him anymore. And it's I'm brokenhearted for Prince Harry. I thought he was going to get that role. I thought Prince Harry was going to get the Prince Charming role. No, no more Prince Charming. Stephen, I wish, O'Reilly, you would bring back the yard signs. I still have my stand up for your country yard sign. Here's, you know, we change our products, but we have bumper stickers now. So what I would do is just like a fashion, we have three bumper stickers, put them on a little cardboard thing and on a little stake and put them in your yard. Don't be a pinhead. Atheism, nothing there. Team normal. You make your own. You get six stickers for $14.95. I mean, what a grand made that. Jim Posella, Plainview, New York, on Long Island. Love the chemistry between you and Geraldo, two icons. Geraldo always seems to wiggle his way out from giving you the response, but we know with you he can't. You know, look, Geraldo answers my questions. I mean, if he didn't, I wouldn't put him on. Christine Arendas, Huntington Beach, California, just had Mohs surgery last Wednesday. Basal cell carcinoma, right forearm. One more to go on my shoulder. I should have seen my doctor much sooner. I lost a longtime friend of melanoma last year. My father died from melanoma. And that's why I got this surgery right here. And I got to get the stitches out in a couple of days. Mark Bickle, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Do you really believe there's a food shortage in America? When did I ever say there was a food shortage in America? No food shortage in America, not where I am. Go to the grocery store, it's packed. All right. Patrice, concierge member. Bill, boy, oh boy, your weekly column called Twilight in Politics had me in stitches. Stitches, right there. Very funny. Columns posted on BillO'Reilly.com. We hope you all read it. Okay, word of the day, do not be a snollygoster. I love that word, snollygoster. Back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, here is the final thought of the day. Bad weather everywhere in the USA. I'm out in Eastern Long Island, very near the ocean, and usually it's no problem, but it's so humid, I can't even believe it. Holly the Terranar dog and I walk on the beach, it's like, whoa. Usually the beach wind blows that humidity out. Now, where I am is 13 degrees cooler than New York City. It's 100 miles away. Okay. Now, global warming is not a hoax. It's real. The planet's warming up. The hoax is that how do you fight it? And the far left has taken the issue, the panic, because there is panic, and used it to try to sell a huge government like I was talking about earlier in the program. That you better do what the government says in every way, and if you don't, the planet is going to blow up. It's being used. Climate change is being used to increase the federal government's power. That's the thing that drives me crazy. Instead of we're all working together to put less carbon in the air, to clean up the water, all of that. No. Now it's a political issue because of the far left. But global warming is not a hoax. World temperatures are rising. That is it for us. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.